From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. is on the verge of suspending talks with Russia concerning Syria.
It's irrational in the context of the kind of bombing taking place to be sitting there trying to take things seriously. There's no notion or indication of a seriousness of purpose with what is taking place right now.
Kerry spoke Thursday during a Washington forum. Russia is backing a campaign launched by forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to capture Aleppo's rebel-held sector. Amnesty International says Sudanese forces have used chemical weapons against civilians in the Darfur region. Jill Craig has more.
Since January, people in the Jebel Mara area of Darfur have reported blisters and rashes on their skin, cases of their skin falling off, eye problems including total vision loss, bloody vomit and diarrhea, and severe respiratory problems. All of these are symptoms of chemical exposure that Amnesty International says came from weapons used by the government of Sudan. As many as 250 people, including many children, may have died as a result of chemical attacks, says the rights group. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
U.S. President Barack Obama is flying to Israel, where he will speak at the funeral of former Israeli leader Shimon Peres. Mr. Obama will lead a delegation of 32 U.S. officials. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas plans to travel to Jerusalem Friday to attend the funeral, hoping to send a message that the Palestinians are for peace. Mr. Peres's death was met with official silence in most Arab countries, reflecting their long-standing hostility to Israel. This is VOA News. Major U.S. presidential candidates, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, are campaigning Thursday in the states where each won their first electoral victory on the path to becoming the next U.S. president. Trump campaigned in New Hampshire Thursday, hitting Hillary Clinton on her recent email controversy.
You saw what happened about taking the Fifth Amendment and her ringleaders getting immunity deals. We'll call them really the FBI Immunity Five. Nobody's ever seen. They gave so much immunity, there was nobody left to talk to.
Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, told an Iowa audience that unlike Trump, she believes in climate change.
I'm running against someone who thinks climate change is a hoax perpetrated by the Chinese. I know it's real. I believe in science.
Hillary Clinton. At least one person was killed and more than 100 injured Thursday when a commuter train crashed into a busy rail station in Hoboken, New Jersey. Here is New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
The one fatality we did have was not someone on the train, but someone who was killed by debris that was created while they were standing on the platform.
The cause of the crash has not been determined. India's army said Thursday that it launched what it called surgical strikes against suspected militants along the border with Pakistan. The strikes follow a militant attack on an Indian army base earlier this month in Kashmir that killed 18 soldiers. An Indian military official told a news conference Thursday that the strikes were carried out to thwart terrorist teams positioned along the disputed Kashmir border. The Pakistani government is calling it an incident of cross-border firing. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has formally signed and put into force a peace pact with an ethnic Pashtun warlord. Gulbuddin Hekmatyar addressed the signing ceremony held at the presidential palace in Kabul via a video link. He said peace was in Afghanistan's best interest. The U.S. has branded Hekmatyar a global terrorist. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said Thursday he will press Russia to support efforts by the United Nations Security Council to prosecute those responsible for bringing down a Malaysian airliner that crashed over eastern Ukraine in July of 2014. Speaking to reporters in Tasmania Thursday, Turnbull said he will be relentless in pursuing justice for all of the victims on board the plane. Mr. Turnbull said, in addition to the Security Council, where Russia has a use of a veto power to block action, the Netherlands could take up its own prosecution of the case. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.